All right. Hi, everybody. How you guys doing? Good. Good. Do y'all remember what Advent candles we've talked about so far have been? Do y'all remember? If you don't, it's cool because we're going to talk about it anyway. Do you remember? You don't have to remember them in order. It's okay. We talked about hope. That was the first one. Good. Love was the second one. Joy, yeah, you guys both got it. Joy. So those are the first three. Look, the sisters nailed it. Okay, good. We talked about hope, right? We talked about what do we hope for Christmas? And not just Christmas presents, but right, bigger stuff than that, right? We talked about love, and we talked about, especially with the play, right? We talked about how sometimes brothers and sisters cannot get along, right? None of you have ever experienced that, right? All right, good. All right, so we talked about love, even beyond some of the arguments that we can sometimes have. We talked about joy. Yes, Zach? Not every day, but other days you guys do really well, don't you? Yep, that's the pastor's kid. Well done. That was great, Zach. I appreciate that. We talked about joy, right? We talked about joy. That's that real joy, not just feeling happy for a minute, but real joy, right? We talked about that. And today we're going to talk about peace, and maybe we need to talk about peace between siblings. Yeah, But we can talk about peace in a couple of ways, right? And there's peace that's like not violence, right? But there's also a sense of peace that has to do with calm, like that inner sense of peace sometimes that we can feel. Do you know what I mean? Yes, Zach.
Like I'm getting more calm.
Like being calm instead of frustrated. And it seems like I was out shopping yesterday, not for Christmas presents, but for, you know, paper towels and toilet paper. And you didn't need to know that, did you? So so we were at the Costco parking lot, and somebody got mad because I pulled out of a lane and into something else, and I pulled it out in front of somebody. It was my fault. But she got really mad at me, like really mad, like angry, yelling mad, right? Sometimes we all need a little bit of peace, don't we? So that's the kind of peace that we're talking about today. That's the kind of peace that I think we all need to sort of remember around the Christmas season. Because it's hard. It's like we get all worked up about stuff, and we want stuff to be so perfect all the time. And sometimes we need to remember to have a little bit of peace. And it can be stressful, you know, this time of year, not only Christmas, but, you know, for folks who are in school, sometimes there's finals for a class, right? There's lots of testing and things that happen. Yes. Yeah, Christmas and Thanksgiving are really stressful times. And for anyone who's experienced any sort of loss or grief, right? If someone you love, a parent or a grandparent or a great-grandparent, has died, sometimes Christmas is a sad time because you miss people, right? So it can be a stressful time. And sometimes we just want some peace, and I think we can pray for that. Yes, Zach?
Okay,
did you forget? Okay, Cameron, go ahead. Well, yeah, sort of like this sort of calm sense. Like some folks use various ways of meditation to calm themselves. And that's one way to bring about some peace in yourself, to take some deep breaths, right? When you're feeling stressed out, to take some deep breaths. To you know, some people do visualizations and meditation. Some people listen to music to chill out, right? Those are ways to bring some peace about in ourselves. And so I'd like to pray about peace. And then while everybody sings, we're going to light the candles, okay? So the way I like to do it, I like to say it and for you to repeat after me. And you all can join in too. And hand-holding is okay too. Dear God, thanks for the way that you love us. Thanks for the way you bring us hope and joy and peace. Help us to be peaceful in all the ways you call us to be peaceful. Amen.